Right. Okay. So,
what's up, you guys? This is Anna.
And this is Liz. And we are
the Undateable Chicks. Woo! It's late, you guys. So, we had to do everything via phone. So, if you guys are listening, we just hooked up our Anchor. That's what we use. Anchor is legit. We are now located on platforms Spotify and iTunes. Yay. So be sure to tell your friends about it or whatever.
Okay.
So tonight we are going to talk about some very, very... Oh, that's you calling me. My phone was on disturb. My bad.
Oh, no. Do not disturb. I figured that's what it was. I was like, okay.
So I didn't even see it.
It's cool, girl.
I said, hear me that.
What? I'm glad we hooked up. This is nice. I'm loving the next technology.
Yes, me too. Okay, so let's get up these topics, y'all. We are going to be a little, not all over the place, but just, you know, we relax. We at home. You feel me? And I don't know about you, Liz, but I don't have no alcohol in my system.
I had a little one, and I ain't got those bottles. You know those little single bottles that you sell in Walmart, girl? That was like $1.50, but that shit gone. So I'm not so tipsy anymore.
Yeah, I'm not tipsy at all. So it's okay, y'all. Bear with us. I don't know how this podcast gonna go with us being sober or whatever. But anyway, we got it. So the topic tonight is gonna be, woo, she crazy.
She's crazy.
Episode 6, crazy. So have you guys ever been called crazy before? Completely honest. Have you ever been called crazy before?
Yeah.
You have. I definitely have. I get called crazy all the time. I'm used to it now, so it's okay.
Mm-hmm, Jay.
What was your reason for being called crazy?
I would say because I liked a guy and my feelings was getting, I was getting attached to them. And even though we established from the jump, like, this is what it's going to be, it's not going to be that. But at the end of the day, just because we say those things doesn't mean that it doesn't change. And I wanted more, and he didn't. So he was like, oh, you crazy. Yeah, I can be a little crazy because I'm calling you 10 times, you're not answering the call. So, yes, I'm going to keep calling until you answer.
Oh, damn. Okay. I feel you. I see you. I get called crazy every time I express myself. Anytime I express how I feel, if I'm stressed out, frustrated, not getting my point across, all of that, you know, that's when I'm described as being crazy. And I don't think I'm crazy. Like, the definition of crazy, per Google, excuse me for popping my lips, y'all. But Google says mentally deranged, especially as manifested in a wild or aggressive way. Now, when I hear crazy, I think about a woman stabbing your ties, busting your window out, finding your domestic violence stuff. I don't call a woman telling you how she feels as being crazy.
Right.
And so I think guys do that, and they call women that. And anytime, like for me, if a guy, if I'm dating a guy and he referred to his ex as being crazy, I'ma think it's you, bro. That's just it. Like I'ma, when you say, "Oh, my ex is crazy," I'ma say, "Nah, bro, you was crazy." That's what it
is. Right. You was the one.
Yeah. So tell me about a time where you basically dealt with somebody who referred to you as crazy, yet they never understood why. I guess you can go back to the guy you was just talking about.
Okay, so like I said, you know, we was in a situation.
Situationship?
Yeah, situationship. That's what they call it. Definitely not relation, none of that. But so it was in a situationship. And, you know, he'll do things, you know, and, you know, prove, or I'll say his actions show one thing, but he would use minimum words as possible. And even though what was already said earlier on in the situationship, things progress. And I feel like the lack of communication was not there. You feel me, Anna? Because, you know, without communication, then there's nothing. And I like, that's really major. And that's really big. Like, even me, I still struggle with communicating with people, you know, besides just on a situation or relationship type. You know, opening up can be a difficult thing, but me, I mean, I can't speak for all, but, you know, just for Leo since it's coming up, Leo season coming through. You know, when we express ourselves, like, we tend to go overboard. And I know I love hard, and if I really F with you, then I want you to give reciprocate that same energy back to me. And it was just, it was so, I ended up being crazy because I was telling him how I felt. And he thought that that was strange, I guess, because of what we had agreed upon. But that shit don't last. Like, this is what I said 2 months ago to me. I'm saying that now. Like, I say I love you or I want to be with you now. So, nigga, be with me. There's no backwards.
Understood.
Yes.
I was called crazy again because I was expressing myself. But now I can see. No, I can't see. I can't understand the deal. Like, it's just not making sense to me as to why I would be referred as crazy.
So what would be a situation on your behalf, and why did you think that what he said wasn't logical?
So I could go back to the person who I used to deal with. Mm-hmm. Would call me every day. We talked every day. They told me they loved me. That's my fault because they never show action. I went directly off of words. They didn't show no action about everything they were saying. And I was being stupid. It's like more of a me wanting something so bad that the first time I get a whiff of a little bit of it, I assume that's it, and it's not. And so when he stopped hitting me up like he usually do, his patterns started falling off. That's when I started like to freak out a little bit. Not that mm-hmm. I was crazy, but I just was like concerned, like, what did I do? And trying to figure out if I did something wrong and why he backing up for me. Like, everything is perfect. What's going on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that it's not me, it was him.
Yeah.
And I realized that I deserve more than trying to beg a man to deal with me. And that's when I stopped. I slowed myself down from, I had like, literally, I had anxiety when I went talking to that boy. And it's, I think I had a bit of lust and a little bit of soul ties with him. This, y'all been following me. This is the same guy from the first episode that I'm talking about.
I'm sorry, Anna, but can you go in more on the soul tie? Just refresh everyone's memory on what that definition is.
So soul ties is, I'm gonna give y'all the Google definition, and I'm gonna give you my definition of what soul ties is. So essentially, soul ties definition is, you know, you basically, hold on. Yeah, I'm getting. They got a biblical version and an urban version. Okay, so a spiritual emotional connection you have to someone after being intimate with them, usually engaging in sexual intercourse, to the point that when you want to get rid of them from your mind and your life, even when you are far away from them and out of their presence, you still feel as though they are part of you, and a part of you is with them, causing you to feel unwhole, and as if you've given up some of yourself intangibly that cannot be easily possessed again. And that mm-hmm. is exactly, I don't even have to say my version, that's exactly how I felt. And I literally had to do a clear break from him, meaning I had to just abruptly stop talking to him for like 5 days to get my conscience. And when I did that, I was fine. I no longer mm-hmm. have anxiety for not talking to him every hour like I used to. I still talk to him. He speaks to me, you know, occasionally, and he checks on me or whatever, but we not how we used to be. And I appreciate that because I hated feeling like that. Like, he was the only person that was on my mind. And that's the hard part with somebody. You only want one person. You only want that person, and nobody else can enter it, no matter who the person is, how fine they are, how much money they got. When you want that one person, that's just what it is. And that's what soul ties was for me in that situation. So he started calling me crazy because I started calling him out on his inconsistent stuff that he was doing. Right. He was being inconsistent. How you go from texting me every single morning, good morning, sweetie, whatever, good morning, beautiful, talking to me on all, I even knew the times of your break. 10:30, your morning break, 10:30, your lunch break, 12 o'clock, your afternoon break, 3:30. Like, I know all of this because that's how much I talk to you. And then for you to abruptly stop, that shit fucked with me. Especially the fact that I was curving dudes for him. And we wasn't even in a relationship. And that's my fault. That's that mental connection mental relationship situation that we're going to go into in a minute. We're going to dive into that. So, yeah. So, that's why I was called crazy. He said that I'm too emotional and I wear my feelings on my shoulder, which I do. And that's just it. That was just what it was. So, since go ahead.
I was saying, what you just saying that, like, the whole emotional and, you know, when dudes say that, like, okay, yes, you know, we're going to be emotional about situation because of past experience and we're going to carry that on us. Because, I mean, most women, we're going to be hesitant about actually letting our guard down. And I feel like men, even if that's not what you want, I feel like you still respect that and kind of like, okay, this is what's going on with her. I may not know fully, completely the whole, you know, rundown, but I know enough to know that, you know, if I really want to F with her, then I'm going, you know, just take my time. Like, and just because I'm emotional doesn't mean that I'm not stable, doesn't mean that I'm not, like, you know, makes me crazy. And it don't even have to be like with the whole sex thing with the soul ties that you indicated. You don't have to have like physical sex, like with the penis in the vagina. Like, it can be, sex is so broad, like it can be anything. Mm-hmm. But when you have some type of sexual intimacy with someone and you feel that attraction and just all over them, it can be something that it can be about that person. It don't even have to go to that extent. But you're so raptured up, like captured up with that person that you want more, you know. But I don't make you crazy. I'm just infatuated with you. Can that be a better term?
Yes, it's just a temporary thing. So yeah, so that's what I think crazy is. So let's move on to mental relationships with people. I know I got a mental relationship with Michael B. Jordan. Hey, Johnny. Hi. Yo, y'all used to post him every day. Like, I used to post him every, I'm going to say every 6 hours. And then my homeboy was like, sis, you starting to scare me. Why the fuck do you keep posting this man, yo? And so I feel like that Michael B caught on, and maybe, I don't know, he blocked me since to go to his page, but I can't see his stuff like I used to. It used to come down my timeline all the time. So anyway, that's one of the mental relationship. But another mental relationship is when you connect yourself or you start doing things relationship-like to appease somebody or try to convince somebody that y'all should be in a relationship or that y'all are in a relationship, but the other party is not feeling the same. So I know I've had that situation one or two times in my life where I had a crush on somebody and I had mentally developed a relationship with them. We had a whole life story. You feel me? You feel me? Yeah, we had a whole life story or whatever. And it was unhealthy because it was a one-way street. I was the only one feeling these things. And, yo, I feel like me telling you, saying this kind of stuff making me come off kind of crazy, dog. Like,
but see, this will be, you know, we just expressing our honest truth and experience that happened. So, yeah. I mean, somebody went through it. So
yeah, of course. Of course. So, yeah. So, basically, with that being said, I did that. And when, excuse me, y'all, it's past my bedtime. But when I told him how I felt and it wasn't reciprocated from him, meaning he kind of was like, oh, girl, I know you lying. Like, I'm not interested in you like that. My feelings was hurt. My heart was broken because I had already been curving niggas and claiming him. You see, you feel me? He taking me out. We going out. We spending all this quality time together. We weren't intimate with each other, but we definitely done intimate things like making out and hugging or whatever. But it's just, and this is what he told me. This is the real shit somebody ever told me. He told me that he knows if he ever messed up with me, he could never have me back in his life. I would not talk to him no more. And he said he valued me being in his life more than him trying to date me or pursue anything with me, knowing he's not fully ready. And I can appreciate that, but that's somebody who I mentally got in a relationship with. Yeah. And I really wanted it to work with him, but he wasn't feeling the same, which I can do nothing but respect. And I appreciate him not tagging me along, not dragging me along, whatever. He did. Yeah. He only did it for like, he really didn't drag me along because we never established anything. Our little intimate session it happened because we are connected, like, on a different level. So, that's just it. So what about you? Have you had a situation similar to that?
I have, actually. It's recent, like, and it's still like I'm going through it. Like, I don't know why, you know, you be so caught up with someone. It don't even happen. Most of the time it doesn't happen as rapidly when you first hang out with them or when you first meet them. I'll say, like, this guy I met and I was like really digging him, but you know, okay, he's cool, but that doesn't mean that I'm like, okay, I'm ready to just flourish and just be with you 100%. And then the tables turn and I end up wanting to want him even more than he wanted me. And it was just more so like, okay, I know with me, if I see someone and they don't give me the same energy that I would like them to give me, I'm gonna want to pursue that person even more. Mm-hmm. You know, because I'm like, you're something that I can't have, or you're someone who is really kind of like curving me now. You know, I'm like, I'm not used to being curved. Like, nigga, I do the curving. Mm-hmm. So I really want it to be like, okay, I really want this, but what can I do to get him? You know what I'm saying? Right. And it's like, it's more than just a sexual attraction. It's like the mental of what he would say and how he would want to get to know me as a person. And I know sometimes us as women, we don't really allow ourselves to open up like we should with someone. And we think, oh, well, because he has this, then he's going to think this. But we have to get out of our own way and really learn to let go. So that was more of a mental, yeah, that was definitely mental, a connection with someone. And, you know, hey, it didn't go the way I wanted, but it is what it is. So.
How did you break yourself away from him? What did you do? What steps did you take?
Oh man, I'm still breaking myself away, to be real. Just trying not to think about it. But it's harder said than done. Like, I just have to, now it's like, okay, what can I focus my energy on? You know, it's something else that I was doing probably before he came into my life. So what can I do to focus more on that, to kind of get myself away from him, or myself away from him mentally? Because like you said before, you know, you don't want anyone else but him or that person. Mm-hmm. And you're like, how can I feel this way about one person? It's like, this is so weird. But it's like that. It doesn't matter about anything else but that person. And it can happen. So that can be more of a mental connection, definitely. So
a mental relationship, girl. Not a connection.
Not a connection. I'm sorry. Relationship, y'all.
Oh. So yeah, so that, I mean, for me, it was just a clean break. I had to just leave him alone, and I couldn't talk to him. And once I cleared myself from being on that constant contact with him, we literally went from talking. I'm talking about we used to talk every hour of the day, every hour of the day, to him just stop hitting me up, and it changing from every hour to maybe I talk to him twice a day. And that's a big change. For something that happened overnight, I was pissed off because I was confused as to what I did, and you can tell. And then when we used to get together, he would be looking depressed and stuff, and I'm like, well, what's wrong? You know, talk to me about whatever you got going on. And he would never be open. He just would like, no, it's okay, I'm okay, and blah blah blah. But he would never tell me a real story of why he was feeling some type of way. But I end up finding out that he was reconnecting with his ex-girlfriend. And so I feel like personally he was tied in between the two. This new woman he met that he thought that maybe he can build something with, to his old flame coming back up in his life. You feel me? Somebody who had already been there. So I felt like I should break away from him and let him figure out what he wanted to do. Because at the end of the day, for me, if I really care about a person, if I love a person, I want the best for them, even if that means I'm not a part of them. God, I need to be a poet.
That's strong, girl. That's good.
I know. Like, yeah, that's just how I am. I can't do nothing about love. If a person loves somebody, it ain't shit I can do about it. I can't do nothing about it. The only thing I can possibly do is if I was a police, lock your ass up and separate you. That's it. I can't do nothing else. But I'm one of those people, like, I love that much that I'm willing to sacrifice my heart so that the person I care about can be happy. And right. That's just how I am. My heart hurts now thinking about it. Oh, poor Leisha. Mm-hmm. Poor Anna. But so yeah, so that's just it with that, with mental relationships, okay? So let's dive into the next topic, y'all. Okay, we gotta get hyped up. Oh, we ain't hyped
up. This is a deep
conversation. So I'm happy that we're here. Let me see. Netflix. Oh shit. Pandora. Hold on, y'all.
I'm trying to get something to work.
Pandora. Y'all, this is the most livest show right now. Like, for real. Like, this is the livest we've ever been.
Y'all better represent for Undateable Chicks. And y'all better show up and show out. Because we've been doing our thing. This is our sixth episode. And we really been doing it, Anna. Like, I'm proud of us. So, for all the listeners out there, make sure you guys subscribe and follow us and listen. And just, if you can relate to us, you know, like, comment. Let us know how y'all feel.
Hey, yay, yay. Get hyped.
Hey.
All right, so we dive into the next episode. Since we got, who is this? Oh, yeah, Offset and Cardi B. I like them. They ratchet as hell, but I like both of them. They get money. You feel me?
That's what it's about.
Yeah. That's it. Major. Yep. So the next important topic is financial stability. Okay. So since I'm not on Facebook Live anymore, I can talk about this situation. If you take somebody out on a date, and you got to be sad as hell because you had to spend $40. Yes, your pride don't need to go on no date, bro. Because that means you can't afford a date. That means that you financially are not ready to date. Okay? Unless you're looking for a cut friend, that's okay with y'all just whatever, McDonald's and all that. You know, then you can't court, baby. You don't have the funds to court.
No.
That's just it. So that's a complete turn off for me. For people to constantly talk about their money. Ain't nothing wrong with it. I talk about how cheap I am 24/7. I really do. But at the same time, if I'm going somewhere with my friends, I'm not about to be, hey, y'all, like, real talk, like, I'm about to leave because I got to make money. I just spent $35. I got to hurry and make my money. Like, I got to make it back now. Like, that's whack as hell. Like,
yeah.
It's real. Again, if you not financially available for Cordy, you shouldn't be dating. And that's just number one. Number two, if you're in a relationship and y'all working towards something, however you don't know anything about financial literacy, y'all need to be taking classes together because that's something very important. You guys got to be able to basically be a team and be able to help one another. If my baby, my boyfriend or girl, whoever I decide to be with long time from now, if they don't have, say, established credit, it's my job to inform them of what I know. And then if they don't make moves on their own, then leave them alone, because in the end, it's going to harm you to be with somebody who does not know anything about financial stability or financial literacy at all. The major importance is being able to understand credit and everything that comes with being financially stable. And I think, some people try to block that from us meaning Black people, because they don't want us to know that we're spending more money trying to live just to survive than we would have if we open our own business and run our own shit. So that's just a little bit of that. And I'm, what I mean by that, it's like getting loans and all that kind of stuff. But question for you. Can you help your significant other if they were not all the way together? So say, for instance, you meet a guy and he say he owe child support. And so he gets stamps or whatever, or maybe he get what else? What other kind of revenue you can get as from the government when you don't have no job?
What's that? TANF, if you're on, most of women can get that. I don't think men can get that.
Yeah. Okay. But well, we're going to say. Go ahead.
Just food stamps, I would say, and maybe some, you know, that's it for men.
Right. Okay. So maybe, honestly, okay, so say for instance, y'all together, whatever, and y'all talking about just something random, and you pop up with, so, do you have a 401k? He tell you no. What's your response?
Well, I would think that he's not, I won't completely say he's not a responsible adult, but I feel like his priorities aren't intact.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel as though even if this isn't a job that you see yourself being on long term, or even, you know, retiring from, which is totally understandable, but there's nothing wrong with having that 401k there just in case some shit does hit the fan. Or even if you end up leaving that job, you can always transfer those same funds to another 401k with a different job, or put it in a different type of saving bond for a different type of retirement, so that way it continues to grow and fester to be something larger. Or if, even if you decide to pinch off of it, though, right, you can do that too as well. I mean, because anything can happen. You know, Christmas come, you know, kids get ready for going back to school. So you want to make sure that you have the funds and the necessities you need, even if that way you don't have to borrow from this person or go to this loan company. So if someone tells me they don't have that, I may raise my eyebrow about it, and I'll inquire more about it. Like, well, why? Why don't you have it?
Right.
Do you plan on getting it? Is there something else that you have some stocks and bonds in, so that's why you don't have 401k? I want to know more about that person. That goes back again to being on the mental, knowing someone on their mental stability. You know, just really like, okay, well, he's on this, then I need to hop on him with this. But if he isn't, I know if I need to stray away or if I need to continue to hold on to him. So that would be my eyebrow raiser if he told me he didn't have it.
So, right.
Yeah,
nothing wrong. It's nothing wrong with growth. I mean, you know, watching somebody who maybe just started out and they're growing up. But I do have a problem with people trying to be flashy with their money, and then be surprised when you get robbed. That's something I don't like. I don't enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have all this cash, yet you ain't stepped foot inside of a bank to do any type of developing with that money, any type of investment with that money. So, honestly, that whole shit can kiss my ass. I'm not even going into that, because that's really wild. But anyhow, yeah. So that's it with financial. Okay, so credit is very important, y'all. Credit, financial stability in general is just very important. Helping your significant other. For me, I would help someone who's trying to help themselves. But if your ass flashing your money, you blowing your money in the club every weekend, I'm not helping you do shit. So you take your money and you shove it up your ass, okay? I ain't doing a damn thing. But anyhow,
buying stuff you don't need.
Right, buying shit you don't fucking need. That's number one thing. But I'm about to actually, you know, go ahead and just be completely honest at this very moment. If your credit score is under 655, you won't qualify for a lot of things. You can't even qualify for some houses, some house loans, or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that's very important. And I think people should analyze that before they decide they're going to get in a relationship with somebody. You can date. You can have fun. You can do whatever you want. But you need to be ready. Because why if, you know, you hanging with a guy for 4 or 5 months and you like him, and a man knows who the hell he want to marry in the first 6 months, y'all. Don't let nobody tell y'all no different. They know. But if he tell you he love you, he want to marry you, he want to spend the rest of his life with you after 6 months of dating, you can't say, oh, well, baby, you're going to have to give me another year because my credit for that, we can't get no house.
Right.
We can't do nothing together. Everything has to be in your name. Mm-hmm. You want to try to prevent that kind of stuff by making sure you stay on that shit now while you by yourself, while you single.
Right.
Yeah.
That's real.
Yeah.
Man or female. Like,
male or female. Get your stuff. You got to keep yourself together. It's very important. And it's a vital importance because with dating, it's vitally important. Like, you need to make sure your stuff is straight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, that was the last topic of today, you guys. I appreciate you guys tuning in. Catch us on next Wednesday, episode 7. And you'll hear more from us. So check us out on Facebook at Undateable Chicks with a Z. And then you can hit me up on IG at AnnaStopIt25. That's going to be AnnaStoip. Hold on, Lord have mercy. AnnaStopIt25. And then
you can get your girl Liz. You can find me on IG at Kitty Y'all. That's KITYALL. And we can't wait to see you guys next week.
Right. All right, you guys. Thank you for tuning in. Good night.
Night.